Boker Tov, Boker Tov, and a grand Mazel Tov to La and Esti for the new baby, Baruch Hashem, and then Joburg. We've been waiting. And with today's daf is daf Chavches, more power to them, I say.
Baby needs a girl.
A girl. And we're holding on daf Chav Zayin on the base. And let's. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we are ready to say that a woman who at the time that she fell was muteret, then she gets now a problem because her sister now falls from another brother to Yibum, then that sister died, the first woman is now muteret the way that she was before. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ended up saying yesterday. So we asked on him, and that was the last thing we got up to, was on Chavzayin on the base, let's see that again, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina asked from our Mishnah, which says very clearly, not like that, it says, so here's our classic case, four brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters, the ones who are married to the sisters die, both sisters now fall to the remaining two brothers, they're both able to marry them, they're achotz kukatot, because of that neither of them can marry them. That's all there is to it, says the Mishnah. You cannot do Yibum. According to the way Rabbi Yochanan, you're learning, why can they both not do Yibum? Why can't one of them go and do the Chalitza to the second one? Okay, I agree it won't help to do Chalitza to the first one, because since at the time that the second one fell, she was a sur, at that moment of falling, you're right. We can't be mater again, according to you. We can't suddenly be mater because she was always a sur. But why can't we have one of the brothers do chalitza to the second one who fell now? I agree, we can't do yibum to her. She's always going to be the achotz kukatot. But in doing chalitza, he now removes the zika that asered the first one who originally had been muteret, and now she should revert to her initial heter, and everything should be just fine. And yet, for some reason, in that way, the Mishnah could have said to every Rishon Legabi Ida, let the first one, vis-a-vis the other brother, obviously the same brother who did chalitza can't take her because now she's even worse off. She's achot chalitza tov. But the other brother who didn't do chalitza, let him now go back and take that first one to fallen, because then she will be a yevama that was hutra v'netra, now became suddenly asura with the arrival of her sister on the scene through the death of her brother-in-law, and now through the death of her sister chazra v'hutra, now she who becomes back mutter again as she was at the moment of Nefila, and you claim, Rabbi Yochanan, tachzor leheterah rishona, that according to you, she shall now revert to heter, and yet the Mishnah says, no way, Jose. There is no way to do Yibum. Why is there no way to do Yibum? To which Rabbi Yochanan replied yesterday, achayot, forget about it. Any of the Amishanan. There's absolutely no way to make any sense out of that Mishnah. There's got to be a problem with it, and therefore I say we'll have to look at it as some type of error. It doesn't make sense, it's not a Mishnah, and we have to ignore it. Malay Malay. Now, ask the Gemara today, that was an awfully quick decision. I mean, we've got so many tricks up our sleeves, and we already know the tricks up our sleeves already to make these Mishnayos fit in when they seem to be saying cases in which there's neither of them, and so we got a lot of tricks. Why couldn't he just say, like we said yesterday, it says shtehen chotzot, and it doesn't mean both of them chotzot. It means one of them is choletzet. So we said yesterday, says Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? It says chotzot, that's Lashon HaRabbi. Yeah, but yesterday when we had that problem, we said Lashon HaRabbi meant, you know, out there, like the tzarot. So chotzot means, you know, the people in this situation would always be chotzot, not these two women would be chotzot. They, that's right, the proverbial they. So somebody's got to deal with the they, so the chotzot. So Lemele, why doesn't he say that? We said yesterday. My chotzot, chotzot the alma. He says, what do you mean? I mean, it says, hare elu. I mean, who's the elu? Hare elu chotzot, he's pointing to somebody. These two sisters that fell to Yibum, they do chalitza. Maybe, why doesn't he just say like this? V'lema, t'cholitz leila rishona b'resha. Why doesn't he say that the case, well, it's true, there is a case where hare elu chotzot. Because if the first one who was muteret when she fell was the one that got chalitza, then there's no way to get the second one, Yibum. So there it's really true, hare elu chotzot. But that doesn't necessarily say that in all of the cases it would be chotzot. So the Mishnah was referring to, yes, basically chotzot, but in a case where you did it right, and the brother did the chalitz of the second one to fall first, then the first one to fall now reverts to her.
Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have that option because it says over here, chotzot. Chotzot means lechatchila. In other words, if we're coming to say what can be done in this case, this is what can be done, chotzot. We have no other options. We cannot give you a takana and say, okay, I'll tell you what to do. It's very simple. What you need to do is you do chalitza to the second one that falls first, and then the first one will always be available to do yibum. That's not an option. But as to what you're saying is that if Rabbi Yochanan would have been right, he could have said that the Mishnah is talking about the other case. But the Mishnah is saying there is no other case. There's no other options. Okay, fine. There's no other options. It's true. You know why there's no other options? Lots of times we've said the same idea. There's no other options because we make a gezeira. So let Rav Yochanan say, Leimalei gezeira dilma kodim v'cholot rishona bereisha. I mean, look, we've had a similar case before where we were talking about a case where it should have been mutter for after one brother goes out and does chalitza for the other one to do yibum. That was according to the Mandi Omer holds that the issue was asa levato mitzvah siyatmi. Nonetheless, we went ahead and said, but look, if you can't do it one way, we can't let you do it at all. Because if we let you do it at all, you'll end up doing it the other way. So over here too, you're right. Theoretically, it's okay if one of the brothers would do first the chalitza of the second one, and now the first one would be chazal latehar arishon. The problem is that if people don't pay close attention, and instead they do chalitza to the first one that fell, the second one is never going to be muteris, and people do not make those kind of subtle distinctions. So all Rabbi Yochanan needed to say is, oh, the Mishnah? Mishnah is no problem. The Mishnah is talking about a case where even though there is an option theoretically, we make gzeira demokot v'chalitza rishon b'reisha. And in that case, if he would have gone ahead and first done the chalitza to the rishon, then the second would have been asura. Okay, I wasn't talking about cases like that. I was talking about cases where she died. I mean, where she died, obviously, we're not going to make gezeiras. So in that case, all I said was, one, she dies, so now she's chosel, et teir rishon. That's all. What does that have to do with the Mishnah, where clearly we have a gezeira? No, says Rabbi Yochanan, I couldn't have taken that option either. Because the lashon of the Mishnah is, the lo mityabmot, katani. The words over here are not that we don't tell them to be miyavi, but rather that there is no way to be miyavi. That even if it had been miyavi, lo mityabmot, it wouldn't be considered. They're not capable of being mityabmot. That's what you're adding by saying v'lo mityabmot. And that is unsupportable, because the most you could say is that it's a gzera because of doing it the other way around. That means the leka din yibum achaklal, there is no way to do a yibum here. Still, I mean, there's still an option better than simply saying that the Mishnah doesn't make sense according to anyone. All you have to say is, remember that there was always an alternative approach to the Mishnah. The alternative approach is that there's not a problem over here of Zika. The problem over here is the Gzeira Drabana that says wherever your act may lead to the bittul of an existing Chiyuv of Yibum, don't do it. Therefore, in a case with the two brothers, we say, even though there's no Zika, there's no problem of Achot Zkukato, we say, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do Yibum, because in case your brother doesn't end up doing his job, this woman is then going to be left, and then your brother ups and dies, this woman is going to be left with no one to do Yibum or Chalitza, and will simply go out free without Yibum or Chalitza, which meant we ended up being Mevata the whole mitzvah. That is not a suitable alternative, and we're worried that your brother's going to die. So you'll say, okay, so I'll do chalitza, and then there's for sure no problem. Then my brother can do yibum. Ah, but we're afraid he'll do it the other way. And therefore, what the Rabbanan said is, wherever you have two women that fall to yibum, and there's a chash, a bittul of the mitzvah, the Rabbanan took away, basically, the possibility of yibum and said, where two women fall, there's a new gezeira, chalitza, and no yibum. And that would support the lashon that we find here of v'lo mityabmot. And there's nothing to do with Zika at all. So why can't Rabbi Yochanan simply say that it's also levato mitzvat yavin? Here it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan does not accept that we would have written the Mishnah that way, because it would have been built on a gezerah around the fear of the death of the brother. And Rabbi Yochanan lemita lo chayish. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that the Tana of the Mishnah could be stam, a Tana who holds that we're chayishesh for Misa, even though we do have a Mandi Omer and Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Mandi Omer that says we're chayishesh for Misa, but as the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Yochanan did not see that as an option for this Mishnah, because it wouldn't have been the derech of the Tana to say that, and therefore it doesn't make sense to learn that we removed the whole chiyuv of Yibum because of the chashash of Misa of the brother, too far-fetched, Therefore, that's not a valid explanation of the Mishnah either.
Ah, but there's another approach which we didn't even know about before. A brilliant solution to the whole thing. Brilliant solution. Lema le, why doesn't he simply say that it's going according to Rabbi Elazar? You see, because according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds that in a case where a man divorces his wife, listen to this fantastic, fantastic case, and see how much it tells us about the din of Yibum B'chlal. It has very much to do with Yerushalmi, we learned yesterday. A guy is married to a woman. He has a brother. The moment he marries this woman becomes Asar as Eshet Ach. He divorces this woman. When he divorces this woman, she remains permanently Asura as Eshet Ach, right? He remarries this woman and dies. Now what? Is it a different Eshet Ach? I mean, that Eshet Ach that he originally had was never going to be mutter because he divorced her. The marriage ended in divorce. He couldn't possibly have ended in Yibum. When he goes back now and remarries her, I mean, that's a new marriage. Maybe that marriage has Yibum built into it, but she's an erva because of the first marriage. It's like very much the idea of Eshet Ach Shelo Hayah Be'Olamo. That Ach, who he was in his first incarnation, could never be, you can never be Miyab. That's great. So according to Rabbi Elazar, and that's all we have to say, Rabbi Elazar is the one who indeed says that she's Kivan Shenesra, Nesra Lava Lamit. A woman who was at one time Asura, the moment he divorced her, she became Asura forever. You cannot reassert a Yibum in such a case. So why not say, since we find Rabbi Elazar, who is indeed Machmir, that in cases where there was a time in which Yibum wasn't possible, it becomes permanent, and there's no din of being Matir, so maybe he's the author of this mission, who is more Machmir, and says you can't be Miyabim at all. But I was going to leave it to Rabbanah. A Libet Rabbanah, we don't find such a Hakpada like a Libet Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, I was saying, if she's Muteret now, that's all that counts. What's the difference if there was a period during which she was divorced, or a period during which, in this case, she was an Achot Sekukato? Big deal. Right now, she's okay. So that's exactly the same thing. She was originally married to this guy. She gets divorced during that period. That period is the equivalent of the period in which her sister, in our case, falls, and now she becomes a Surah because of Achot Sekukato. Remove the problem in the case of Rabbi Elazar by remarrying. Now remove the problem. We reassert Yibum. Okay, the Rabbanan says, okay, great. Now you reassert. That's what I'm saying. Okay, great. The sister died. Therefore, she's no longer Achot Sekukato. All I'm saying is, okay, great. You're saying, but the Mishnah doesn't say, okay, great. That's true. Because we know perfectly well there's a Neshita that didn't say, okay, great in that case either. And that said, since at the time that she was divorced, she could no longer ever fall to Yibum, so if she gets remarried, it's too bad. She can't go back to being Muteret now in Yibum. And then you don't have to throw it out. Any of them, I don't know anybody who could have said that. What do you mean? You know perfectly well somebody could have said that. Rabbi Elazar could have said that. So there's another, I mean, even if we get rid of all the other alternatives, you want to be hopelessly honest, and you won't let us dray the Mishnah at all, I mean, you still got an option. Why can't it be Rabbi Elazar? Because, says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Elazar who continues in the Mishnah and argues. Because since the Seifa is Rabbi Elazar, the Reisha is obviously not Rabbi Elazar. Look back in your Mishnah, and it says over there, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Mikayim, Beit Hillel Omrim Yotziu. So obviously, if he's the one, even though it says Eliezer, it means Elazar, it's a mistake in the Girsah.
According to the Rashash, or we change the gears in our Gemara to Rabbi Eliezer throughout instead of Rabbi Elazar to match the Mishnah according to the Bach, which actually makes more sense.
He is the one who disagrees with the Mishnah as stated. He's the one. So he says that indeed it's a machlokas. So what are you telling me, that the initial statement of the Mishnah was said by a man who three lines later comes and says, I disagree? Obviously he's not the one who was previously talking. So the Seifa now is Rabbi Elazar, but the Reish is not Rabbi Elazar. Okay, I got another solution. The other solution is very simple. In a case where both of these sisters would have fallen at the same time, neither of them was muteret at the time of the nefila, and therefore there is no rishona, there is no shriya, there's only them. And them will always be asura, because they fell as achot sekukato. Fine. So, in any event, why not simply say that it's talking about that both brothers died simultaneously in a car accident. And we're going to leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that it's F. Charlotte Samson. Could have happened. And therefore, in other words, halachically we view it as happening. It's one that could have happened instead. We treat it as if it happened because to the best of our measurements was instantaneously, they were both decapitated instantaneously and so on. So fine. And in that case, what are you supposed to say? Both of them are chotzot, right? What are you going to do? So maybe that's the case. I mean, you don't have to say the Mishnah's not a Mishnah. I mean, you could say an Ukimta. Don't we have Ukimtas and Mishnayas? I mean, that's, albeit it's a tough call, and we only do it when we have to, but listen, you got to. I mean, what are you telling me? It's not a Mishnah. How can you say it's not a Mishnah when all you have to do is give an Ukimta? Ah, no, because it's not a problem to Ukimta, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Tana is not so tame like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. In other words, this would be a Stam Mishnah, which was being stated with an Ukimta that's only true according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. I never saw that. But I don't believe that he would do it against the Das that is normative, which is that Eif Shalat Samson. Okay, you don't like that? Fine. How about this? Why not say, now this is very simple to say, they both died in a car crash. I don't hold a Rav Yosef Aglili. It's Eif Shalat Samson. As a matter of fact, the Magen David Adom didn't even get there right away, so we don't know who died first. But that's the point. We don't know who died first. That's the point. Therefore, we have to treat each one as if she was the first one to fall, because maybe she was the first one to fall, and therefore, there's no way to be mad to the second one. A very common case. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Shteyan Chotzot. Now, what's your problem with that? There you got a simple solution, right? So why don't we say, Delo Yadin and I enough operation? We simply don't know. Ah, says Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know. Is that so, huh? So then how about the continuation of the Mishnah that says, Yalchi Haina Diktani, Kodmu, Vikansu, Yotsiyu? So the Tana taught us that if you went ahead and you took them, Be'isser, you'd have to get rid of them? Why would you have to get rid of them? I mean, Be'ishlema, I understand that if they, both of them went ahead and took. So we say, the Rishon, the first guy, first brother to get married, we say to him, hey, buddy, Man Shari Lecha, who told you that you had a right to go marry that woman? She was definitely a surah, she was definitely, you married her, she was definitely a chotzku katcha, you have to get rid of her. But the Shnia, the second guy, the Sheni, the second guy, why can't he say, listen, let me tell you, my brother, you see, he went ahead, Chavrai Shnia even, he went ahead and he was miyabing that woman. That's very likely that she was the second woman to have fallen, and her husband died second. I'm marrying the first woman to have fallen. And she was the one who was Muteret B'Shas Tefila, who became Asura 15 seconds later with the death of her husband. But now she's Chazra Latera Rishon, and I hold of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, I mean, you're certainly not going to tell me, without being able to prove that I did anything wrong at all, I may have done the biggest mitzvah in the world, and you're telling me I'm a rotten no good, they can actually get rid of her. Oh, this is a big question. You're raising now a whole can of worms, because this revolves around the issue of whether Zika is D'oraisa. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan, he learns the whole sugya up until now, it's just the Raisa. So then this doesn't really make any sense. We're still telling him if you were over on an Isser and Gomer, you don't know. And indeed, many bring this as a raya against Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. What are we saying? Yes, exactly, that's what we're saying. You say you took this to the first one, we say you took the second one, maybe. So therefore we can't allow you to keep her. Hulam. Because since she was Asura for one moment, she remains Asura forever, and you don't know that that's not the truth. And if Zika is the Arisa, then that would be, you would be living in sin permanently, and we can't allow that. Again, but if you hold Zika is the Rabbonis, then this makes perfectly good sense. All right, then. This whole Shiloh, first of all, we haven't really gathered sufficient information to deal with Zika, which, by the way, entire books have been written about. Just Zika. We don't have yet all the information, but just that you should know that this is a... who was it? I forgot. By the way, he's alive. He's like a rav in one of the cities wrote an article, which he said, Reb Shimon Shkop, he's a Talmud of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shkop wrote a sefer on Zika. Okay? He was a young boy in the yeshiva. And he had written a book on Zika, had spent decades writing Zika. He walks in very late at night once into Reb Shimon Shkop's home, and he finds Reb Shimon is deep in learning, walking back and forth. He walks into the house, and he says, Rebbe, I'm sorry. No, I'm so happy you came in, says Reb Shimon. I want you to answer a question without thinking. What does the word Zika mean? Just tell me without any lumpus. What does it mean? Beautiful story. Always ready for a fresh one. Here comes my 15-year-old Tom. What do you think? All right, so to get all the detail, Mela, I'm just raising. It's good you raised it because we need to know that these issues exist, but I don't think we're going to resolve them here in Daf Yomi. You're right. But in any event, Rabbi Yochanan does say that I cannot believe that the Mishnah, which says that we would force both brothers to divorce the women that they took the Yibam, we could possibly have done in a case where the guy may be completely within his rights to do the Yibam, because after all, his brother had already taken off the Zika. So what's your question? Yeah, but maybe it was the second one to fall that you took. No, maybe not. So you can't come to me and Taina that I should divorce her. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, I give up. Taina de Carmelai Achayot, you think I haven't thought of all of these possibilities? Any of the Amishana. Don't ask me from that Mishnah. That Mishnah sticks out. It's been a thorn in my thigh for the past 20 years. And I'm not, I've thought of all of these things. There's no solution. So now the Mishnah continues to say, Haitachat mein asura lechad isur erva, asur ba, humutar ba akuta, vehasheni asur b'shtehen. Okay, sounds pretty reasonable. One of them, let's say, is his mother-in-law. He's got no problem because she's obviously was never felt a yibum to him. She's an erva d'oraisa. And so he can go ahead and he takes the only one who does fault him, who is not krovat zikukato at all. She's unrelated to any. There's only a zika of one. The other, however, is usher in both because he now has two women who both fall to him and they are sisters and therefore we have an akot zikukato problem. Now, the assumption over here was that the Mishnah would be talking about even in a case where nafla chamoto techila, his mother-in-law falls to Yibam. The moment that his mother-in-law falls to Yibam, she is shayechet, of course, only to the other brother, not to him. And then comes along and the other woman falls. So, what we need over here is for the chatan, leku chatan leyavim hach, de'ina chamoto, let the son-in-law now go ahead and marry the only one that fell to him, which is the one who is not his mother-in-law, leaving the first one who fell, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, to now be in a situation of Hutra, Nesra, Chazra Lehetera HaRisha. What's the problem? So let him go ahead, do Yibum to the second one, who is Einach HaMotan. Now his mother-in-law, who fell first, becomes Legabe Idach, vis-a-vis the other brother, as a classical Yavama Shuhutra Venezra Vakazra Vuhutra Tachzor Lehetera HaRishon, which is what Rabbi Yochanan believes. So now I was saying, forget about Achayot, the whole darn thing doesn't make any sense. Is that what we want to say now? The whole sugya doesn't make any sense? Omer of Papa. Well, I mean, here you could simply say that it's talking about you're going to Naflachte Nachamot Oberation. I mean, the Mishnah is only trying to give you an example of dinim, as we'll see what the Chiddush is in each one of these cases about the one brother, the two brothers, and so on. So we're trying to find a case. I mean, it's certainly an easy case. If the one who is not the mother-in-law is the first one to fall, then obviously there is no way for him now to go ahead and to be matir, the mother-in-law, to the other brother by taking the one who isn't the mother-in-law. That's not going to help, because by the time the mother-in-law fell to the second brother, she is going to be the second one to fall. And there's no way that by him, the other one, the son-in-law, taking the first one to fall, that he can be mocked for the second one to fall. And he certainly can't take the second one to fall because that's his mother-in-law. So there's be no way out in this case. And that's the case that it's talking about. He can be miyabin, the one who isn't his mother-in-law, because there's no akot zikukato. But even after he does that, he isn't being mocked to the other one to the other one because his mother-in-law was the second one to fall. And the second one never goes back. Let the reality shown because there never was a reality shown. When she arrived on the scene, there were two sisters that are waiting for Yibam. I'm very sorry, sir. You can't take either of them. And there was never a moment in which he was muteretz. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Bach, and says, Beit Shammai Omrim. Tanya. You want to skip something? No. Yeah, it's fine. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Yekaimu, Beit Hillel Omrim Yotziu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yekaimu. That part isn't clear. Is Rabbi Shimon arguing? Is he agreeing now with Beit Shammai? We'll talk about that. Abba Shaul says, well, you Rabbi Eliezer, you're right about the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. You just made a little mistake. It's Beit Hillel who said that Yekaimu. So it was Kal Hayalahem LeBeit Hillel B'davar Zeh. It was Beit Shammai who said Yotziu, who Beit Hillel Omrim Yekaimu. So now we have every possible variation. We have the Tana in our Mishnah that says Yotziu. We have Rabbi Shimon who says Yekaimu. We have Rabbi Elazar who says that according to Beit Hillel Yotziu and according to Beit Shammai Yotziu. And then we have now the Avashol who says, well, just the opposite. Beit Hillel says Yekaimu. Then Beit Shammai who says Yotziu. So ask the Gemara, okay, but Rabbi Shimon, is he now, what is he arguing? Rabbi Shimon, come on. I mean, if Rabbi Shimon is saying that, Beit Shammai is saying that the din is, what? Is Rabbi Shimon Omer, he came with it, that's Beit Shammai's Shita? So then he's saying the same thing, Ike Beit Shammai, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. If he's saying it's Ke Beit Hillel, is he came with it, that's Abishol. But then, is he arguing? No. He's saying there is no machlok of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. That's what he's saying. It's not a third day out. He's saying there's no machlok of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Everybody says Yekaimu, in which case we have every possible variation over here. Everybody agrees Yekaimu. Everybody agrees Yotziu. Machlok is Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in both directions. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Haita Achat Mehem Asura. Listen, no, excuse me. This whole thing, I mean, it rings very nicely, but it's simply a repetition of the Mishnah we had earlier. We had the whole Mishnah about Klal Omru. And in that Klal, we said if one of them is an Isser Mitzvah, an Isser Kedusha, and then we said, and in a case where one of them is Achot Zkukato, but the other one, it falls to one of the brothers, and she is the Yavama, then she's Muteris Lezeh, but Asura Lezeh. What exactly did you add? This is a Mishnah that we had earlier. You know what? Why don't we take a look at that Mishnah just to refresh our memories on that thought? Okay, Klal Omru Yavama. Remember that nice Mishnah went through all the things. If it's an Isser Erava, local, that's a little bit Yabemet, an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. We spoke about what an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. What are they? And then we said also, Achotashi, Yevimta, Choletz, or Mityabemet. And we said that the Gemara says, what are you referring to when you say Achota, She Yevimta? Were you referring even to the case of Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha? No, we're referring to the case of the Erava. But it's all there. I think this was an Afrikot Hachuris light. It's all there. So what is being added by this mission that says that if she is an Isser Erva to one of them, then Akotashi of Yimtaz, Okolet Stomach Yabem, he said that already. Why do I need to repeat a klal that was mentioned in the original klal? You said earlier very clearly this case, Akotashi of Yimtaz, Okolet Stomach Yabem. Isn't that obvious? No, it's not the same at all. Over there was only one brother. In this case, there are two brothers. That's a complicating factor. Because the Yashmin Trifa, the Yashmin and Hatam, let's say that we would have just had that klal. There's a single brother who now is faced with the Yavamas that are coming from two brothers who died. One of them is a Erev on him. He is allowed to be Miyabin, one of us at the other. Let's say that's all it would have said. Now, I would have come along to this case where there were two surviving brothers, and I would have concluded that therefore it's okay. No, I would have thought to myself, no, wait a minute. If one of the brothers is going to go ahead and be Miyabin, I mean, don't we have to be concerned? I mean, so maybe we should be doing like a lemigzer mishum sheni, achit lemigzer mishum sheni. In that case, what kind of problem could come from it? Nothing. But over here, there's two brothers. They both believe that they're faced with a similar situation. One of the brothers goes out as miyabe. The other brother says, "Great. I mean, you took the only one you could take in yibum because the other one was your mother-in-law. So I'll take your mother-in-law." No, you can't take a mother-in-law. She's a chutzku katel. They won't know that. So maybe we should make a gzeira and say neither of them can take, even the one who has achotashi yevimta, who is his mother-in-law. We should not say ocholatzitomet yapemet in this case, maybe. Therefore, I need this person to say, even in a case where there are two brothers, we don't have to be concerned that the other brother will jump to the wrong conclusion. So you'll ask me, okay, so just say this case. I mean, in this case, tells you, even where that is that additional problem, we don't have to worry about achotashi yevimta ocholatzitomet yapemet. But if it would say this case, I could think on the contrary. This case, you see, because it has two brothers, it becomes very evident that the court is only being matir the brother who does not have an achot zkukato. He's the only one that was allowed to go be miyabin. We didn't allow the other brother to be miyabin. So nobody is going to come up with the idea that maybe there's no such problem as achot zkukato. But in the case where there's only one brother, two women fall to him. One of them happens to be his brother-in-law. People see that he goes and he's miyabin the other one, so they say, oh, okay, two women just fell to me from two brothers. He went ahead and chose one. Not much of a choice. But I, who have a choice, will go ahead and choose one too. Not even realizing, because there was nothing to contrast it with. There was no other brother to say, hey, I wonder why they didn't allow the other brother Here there's no such case, so maybe you'll jump to the wrong conclusion. So if it would tell me this case, Yashmin and Halacha, I would say, Mishamdika Sheni de Kamuchach. Since there's the other brother, makes it very clear what's happening, that we're only being mad to her because she's not an Achot Skukato. Aval Halacha, the Leka Sheni. In this case, we don't have another brother to prove anything. And therefore, there's no heka that Achot Skukato is Asura. In which case, people in general may come to be mater achot skukato. They don't realize what lies behind this, that it's the fact that she's an erva that makes the other one mutter. People don't think in that way. They generally think an erva, that's even more of a problem. So he had a double problem. He had two of them, and he had another problem. One of them was an erva, and he went ahead and he married one. So me, who doesn't have the erva problem, for sure I can marry. That's the way people think. So Mamela, maybe we should ask her. Kamash belong the original Kalalam Rubi Yavama. That even in a case where there's only one, and there's no muchach, akotashi yivinta, okolet stomet yabemet, and we are not concerned for people ignoring the din of akot skugata. Excellent. Do I see those shining faces, the excitement of this marvelous clear sugya? Absolutely. Look at this. People can barely sit in their seat. Just wonderful, wonderful. I met a friend of yours this morning, Abba, who says he loves yavamas. A young man by the name of Yitzhak Meir. Loves your mom. There you go. That's the way that it
looks. Do you mean
the
Zappa?
That's right. Isser Mitzvah continues now. No.
Because guys can run through the Yibam without anybody else.
Exactly. Isser Mitzvah. The Isser Kedushin, I don't get this. This is really repetitious again. Look at our Mishnah again raises this old question of Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedushin, Chaletz, Vavis, Yabemes. That was back in the opening. I understand we're talking about this again. Isser Mitzvah, Nami Tanina. We spoke about that before. We say Isser Mitzvah, Visser Kedusha, is Chaletz, Vavis, Yabemes. We said that earlier. What's the difference? Again, we're repeating the Mishnah. We know only in Erev HaPatas. You're not Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. Why are we repeating it here? No. It's not the same at all. All the Mishnah said over there was, Isur Mitzvah Lechudat. All it tells you is, a Yavama, who falls to you, who is an Isur Mitzvah, requires Chalitza. That's all it says there. Now, what is the status of an Isur Mitzvah, Isur Chalitza, in a case where there's also the problem of Achot Skukato? Aha! It never said anything about that now, did it? Now, in this case, Yalka, you've got a complicating factor. The complicating factor is she also happens to be the achot of the other sister. In which case, Salkadai Hanina, I certainly might have thought, let's view the Isser Mitzvah as the equivalent of an Isser Erva, telling me that no, you don't have achot skukato, because only one of them is a kuka to you, because the other one is an Isser Lav, or is an Isser Durabonin. So we can effectively ignore her presence when it comes to the issue of achot skukato, and you go ahead and take the other one. Why wouldn't I think that? What do you mean? How would I think that? I mean, certainly, Midiraita, the existence of the Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha doesn't really change anything. She's really Ramya Kameh. She really has fallen to him for Yibum. And now we have a real Achot Skukato. Would you therefore think that, well, we would just cancel Achot Skukato because the Rabbanim made a din of an Isser Shnia, and that's enough? She's like, well, yeah, exactly. Sakadaita Kamina, Mishum Mitzvah, Ovid Rabbanim. The Rabbanim were interested that there be a Kiyam of Mitzvahs Yibum, and therefore they perhaps did not create an Isser of Zika. The whole idea of Zika is the Rabbanim. This Achot Skukato enough to ask you like an Erva. Okay, so they're going to put together, and they're going to say, well, even though Lamaisa, we've taken off your rights to do Yibum in a case where she's a Shnia, but still, let's have it both ways. We got our other from her. She's a Chot Skukato. Come on. I mean, obviously, we're not interested in putting up barriers against Yibum. So the Rabbanim would say, look, we're dealing essentially with a Rabbanim concept over here of a permanent Isser of Achot Skukato, right? We're dealing also with a Rabbanim concept of an Isser Shnia, right? Okay. So let us say, in the milieu of the Rabbanim, the Isser Shnia becomes the equivalent of an Erva in the milieu of the Araisa. And therefore, it takes off the Zika, which exists in the milieu of the Rabbanim, and now we should allow the other brother to go ahead. And the one who has now one of them is an Isser Shnia. She's his mother-in-law's mother. And now she should be... No, that's not the Shnia. Actually. That would be if he married the mother-in-law's mother. Okay, but one of the Shnias, right? Grandmother, whatever the case may be. So Kabash Malan, that Nonetheless, Rabbanan said, even though the Zika and the Isser seem to be on the same level, the Zika is a real Zika, there's an Isser Vachotz Kukosai, and the Isser Mitzvah is a Kedusha, is not going to take off the Zika from one of the brothers to allow him to go ahead and be Miyav and the other sister. Now tell me that's not a Kiddush. Obviously, I need to talk about that here as well. Okay, then you get to the end, right? Haita, Akatia, Masura, Lazer, Akatia, etc., etc. I mean, this doesn't, I mean, I know it's pretty, but it certainly doesn't add anything, does it? I mean, if I already know the concept that if one of them is an Erev on one, the other one is Opalachet Omek Yabenet. So what's the deal to put the two together and say, ah, so look at this, isn't that cute? This is Asura al-Zeh and Muteret al-Zeh, and that's Asura al-Zeh and Muteret al-Zeh, and therefore they can both do Yibam. Thank you. I mean, really, it only takes a 5-year-old to figure that out. I mean, if you told me the first part, that if there's an Israel and there's an existence of another brother, that Ofa lets it Omidjab Emet, I can figure out myself that if the same thing exists to the other brother in reverse, that it's very cute, and that both of them end up being able to do the Yibam. I certainly don't need a Tana to speak that out just to make it sound cuter. What's going on? You're taking Richie's place over here. That's like a Yibam. You can't stand in Richie's shoes. So, Sula, Mali asked the Gemara. I know Hak is exactly the same case. I mean, come on. Mali Lachat, Mali Latrei. What's the difference if I double this by having the other brother in the same situation? And you just said in the ratio that one brother, in the case where there are two brothers, could do Yibam, the other brother can't. And over here you're telling me, this brother also can. Okay, it's the same idea. Ah, it's not the same idea, excuse me. Tzricha. Because if I know the case of the two brothers, but only one brother was capable of doing Yibum, and the other one had an Achot Chalutzato and was incapable of doing Yibum, then I know that there's a Sheni Demuchach. In that case, we say, yes, the Tana was matir, one brother to do Yibum, where the other brother cannot do Yibum. Yes. Because everybody knows there must be some difference between these two brothers. And they, the difference is that she's an erva to this brother. But in a case where both of them are going to end up doing Yibum, and people certainly say, apparently there's no problem of two sisters falling in front of two brothers. They, each one does the Yibam on the other one, and everything is fine. After all, they fall from Trey Bati. So why should we be afraid? It took the Gemara a little while to figure out what the problem is when they're not from Trey Bati. You can't expect the man in the street to think that there's going to be a problem. And therefore, he and his brother just go right ahead, and blissfully, each one takes the sister-in-law that he always wanted anyway. So what's the problem? Therefore, we should be geyser. You'll say, but we already know from the first parak, I mean, from the second parak, previous parak, we just said that even if it's not a muchach, there's a big difference on the levels of not a muchach over there. There, we don't have anybody that's doing anything, but over here, both brothers are being miyabins. Obviously, you can fall easily into the trap of thinking there's no such thing as an achotz kukato. Two brothers, two batim, two yibums. Great. Therefore, I need to know that even in this case where there's no hocha whatsoever. And on the other hand, if you tell me, okay, so then you know what? Skip that middle case. Don't talk about the case of one of the brothers is miyabim and the other brother is eno miyabim eno cholot. So skip it. If you're telling me this case where I don't even have the mucha, so kosheke in the case where I have a mucha, one of the brothers can only do the chalitza, for sure that we're going to be mad to the first brother to leave them, right? No, not right. Because yashvin and hocha. Suppose you would tell me this case of the two brothers, I would say, you know what, adrabah. The whole idea over here is that mukhi ahadadi, each one basically proves the other one to be doing what he can do only because we have no choices. Since both brothers are stuck, and they only have one sister to be miyabim because asur lezen is asur lezen. So because of that, people will say, wow, what a fantastic case. Each one had his mother-in-law, and another woman that's not his mother-in-law, but was his brother's mother-in-law fault, and that's a striking case. So over there you have, in a sense, a built-in hochacha, simply because of its striking nature, that there was no choice. But how do I know in a case where there was one brother who doesn't have the choice, but the other brothers did have the choice? And how would I know that people wouldn't get that? That's enough of a hochacha. I see one brother went ahead and did it. So Mamela, maybe we would be going to, therefore the Mishnah writes both cases, both levels of Hokacha. And then the Mishnah concludes again with another word that doesn't seem to be adding anything. Zohi Shamru, and this is that beautiful, famous case about Surah Lazem Mutar Tazah, Surah Lazem Mutar Tazah, and each one gets Yibum. Now, what is that? What do you mean, Zohi Shamru? This is the case. You just said it. I mean, this is the case. You just said this is the case. I mean, are you adding something to say this is the case, but don't think that other one is the case? Oh, no. That would be wrong. So, Zuhi Lamute Mark. What is it coming to me? This is the case as opposed to what? As opposed to the case, Lamute Iser Mitzvah Lazeh. The Iser Mitzvah Lazeh. Huh? But you just said that case before. You're saying this is the case where she's an actual Erva, where she's Chamoto. Yes, that's a problem. But if she was not an Iser Erva, she was an Iser Shnia. So one of them falls, his great-grandmother's Chamota, three generations before, and the other one falls Chamota three generations before. So then you're telling me that would not be Matir one to the other. But you said that earlier in the Mishnah. You said earlier in the Mishnah that Iser Mitzvah and Iser Kedusha does not remove the Zika to tell me that there's an Achota, Tziyavimta, Zocholetzitom, Mityabemet. So now you're just repeating it now in the case of the two brothers? I mean, why would I think it's better in the case of two brothers? Mali Lachad, Mali Latrei. It's the same case you said before, right before, two lines above the Mishnah. Ah, no, no, it's not the same, you see. Because Ma'ad Tena Kilam, Rina Nuki, Yisra Mitzvah, Malka Yisra Erva. You said before that the Chiddush in the Mishnah was, we would have thought that the Rabbanan are ready to deal with the Yisra of Zika in the Rabbanan Milyu with other elements in the Rabbanan Milyu, such as the Yisra Shnia, and make it the equivalent of the Iser Erva in the Araisa Milieu vis-a-vis the Yibum in the Araisa Milieu. And we said, no, they don't do that. They're going to be Machmer and Achotz Kukato and not be Matir for the Iser Mitzvah. Right? But that's because there was only one brother. How about where there are two brothers? So Kilo Aminanuki Iser Mitzvah Malkum Iser Erva Hechadikala Migzar Mishum Sheni. That's because the Rabbanan perhaps were very concerned that if we allow one of the brothers to rely on the fact that this is an Iser Shnia, the other brother, people are not even aware, this is an Erva, what? Never heard of it, read the Bible, never saw anything about it. So there for sure the other brother may come now and take Achotz Kukato. My brother was allowed to take the one of the women. Neither of them were related to him, and he chose one. Why can't I take one too? So therefore, in our case, but when we don't have any problem of a reason to worry, then maybe indeed the Rabbanan chose here to live within a Rabbanan milieu. And they said to the first brother, so each one of them now views his Iser Mitzvah within this Rabbanan setting as the equivalent of an Iser Erva in the Diraisa setting. And then everything works out fine. I certainly could have thought that, and therefore I should be able to be miyabim, kamashbulan, even with two brothers, that's a no-go. Now this, fortunately, we're back to a piece that we had in great detail, in agonizing detail to some, back on Daftes, on the Metzoy Shabbos, where Rashi went through every single wild case of how it's possible for the same erva to be an erva to brother one, and the same erva to be an erva to brother two, and still have them be achayot. And boy, did we have to get into some circuitous cases. I mean, it was really problematic. But we worked them all out. And we said over there that, so we had all of the 15 cases in the Mishnah can work out to be inserted into this Mishnah. Here we're on the other end. There we were talking about first Mishnah, here we're talking about the Mishnah to which we believe it could be inserted, so we're reviewing this again. All of the 15 cases can work into this Mishnah of Surah Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh, Surah Muteret Lezeh, and so on, and HaKotashi Yevimta, Ocholetzet, Omid Yabemet. Every last one of those cases. Review this says, well, now wait a minute. The case of a daughter, how could you have, I know. Two brothers rape the same woman, each one of them has a daughter, marrying the other brother. Now both brothers die, right? So in such cases, you would have, they were married now to other brothers, both brothers die, leaving the two daughters to the two fathers who were also two sisters. That's the case.
The fathers who are also
two. The two two fathers, two brothers, father daughters by the same woman. So they are now sisters from their mother. The woman obviously was not married to either of them, but they are still sisters. They go ahead and marry their uncles. Okay. Their uncles now die, leaving them to their respective fathers. So here are two sisters who fall to two respective fathers. Hasur lezeh, muter lezeh, hasur lezeh, muter lezeh. So all the cases in the Mishnah work out, even the case of your own daughter falling to you for Yibum, and it's no problem. As long as you're ready to accept cases of illicit relationships and rapes and things like that, everything is fine. So says Rabbi Chiya, oh yeah, okay, so all 15 cases work out. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Remember that the Mishnah is constructed with sets. The first set, which refers to relationships with a daughter, granddaughter, mother-in-law, and so on, all of those are the same Isra, a woman and her mother, a woman and her daughter. So all of those six cases, those are not included. I say, mechamoto ve'elech, only after chamoto and on, do we say that the Mishnah is meant to be plugged in. Avoshita bavi derecha lo, the six first cases, which represent one set, are not meant to be plugged into this Mishnah. Why? Because my time. It came into Bito, but on a sin of the Mashkachatla, but it's in Lamashkachatla, there would be no way that we could find two brothers fathering two daughters who are sisters from the same woman. If they're married to that woman, they can't both be married to that woman by definition. So the only case that we could find such a case would be in a case of rape. Bonasin Lokomari. Our Mishnah is not referring to those. Our Mishnah is a very straightforward Mishnah. It's meant to be taught to the Chadorim. I mean, when they start warping his children's mind. So therefore, we're not talking about Onasin. Benisuin, Lomashkakas, Lomashin Kamari, Bonasin Lokomari. Abaye, of course, as we saw earlier, he says, I don't understand what the problem is. Bito, Ismianu Sato, Kimadashkuki, Mashkakas, look, the case is there. What do you care? It doesn't. It's a case of veto. In this case, it's bonus. It's avi. But in assuming it's avi, there's six cases. Most of the cases work out just fine. I mean, if there's one case specifically, the case of veto that has it, whatever the case may be, it's a set of daughter-mother relationships which could certainly be inserted. But I got to tell you, eishet achiv shelo hayah ba'olamo. Forget about that one. How could you ever have an eishet achiv shelo hayah ba'olamo, which will be mutera to one brother who is an Eshazak Shlo Yavolamo, but assur to the other brother's Eshazak Shlo Yavolamo? I mean, in both directions. Because one brother has got to be born at one time, the other brother has got to be born at the other time. And therefore, the brother who would be born afterwards would be the ultimate Eshazak Shlo Yavolamo. So if she would be assur lezeh because of Eshazak Shlo Yavolamo, how could she be mutera to the later brother who is Eshazak Shlo Yavolamo? We know the answer to that one. The answer to that one is that we hold of Rabbi Shimon. Mm. And indeed it is possible that to an early brother who was born before the second brother went ahead and was Miyabim, the brother number one is indeed his wife is also forever. But brother number four, believe it or not, when he was born, he didn't know anything from brother number one because this woman had already been married to brother number two. So to him, she's Muteret, even though he was born later, while to brother number three, she's Asura. And obviously, we have the opposite case, in which when brother number four was born, this woman who had been married already to a brother who just died, and now I'm born and discover that she is Asura. But of course, brother number three was alive during the lifetime of that marriage, so to him, he's a regular ox that would have to be in the oven. So it's very easy to come up with the case of Asura, Lezemeteret, Asura, Lezemeteret, as long as you're not a Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, says Abaya, since it only works out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So there, Timon, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, there I agree that that case isn't meant to be plugged into this Mishnah. Because, but look to Lokomare, Rabbi did not make his 15 cases to be plugged in where it would require plugging it in through a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef says, no problem. Metargim, afesh, tachim shalom, yabalomo, and it's very simple, all we need is six brothers. And it could be going there for according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as you remember the sequence of events. The sequence of events is, your simon, mate, brother number one dies. Nolat, brother number three is born. Yibim, brother number two is Mayabim. Mate, he goes and dies. Now, brother number four is, actually, we should call them five and six. Let's go back and call them five and six. But okay, so now the new brother is born. Finds a problem in his birth. And now, we go ahead, we're going to explain the case in a moment, so I'm going to go into the detail. Now, the other brother is born, the Yibim, and now, the fourth brother is Miyabim, and now, it comes out that one is Muteras, the one and the other one is mutar to the other. Here's the case. Ruvain v'Shimon. Let's give them names. Ruvain v'Shimon are married to two sisters. Okay. Levi and Yehuda are married to two women, not sisters. We want to talk about this case because remember we have to have also Tzarot in order for it to fit into the mission. So Shimon now, we have now four brothers, two are married to two sisters, two are marriages to two women who are unrelated. Okay, Ruvain, who is brother number one, dies. Comes along now and Yisachar, who is brother number five, is born. And he now finds Ruvain's wife as Asura to him forever, as an Enshach Shua Yavala. Right? Comes along now brother number three, Levi, and he is Miyaven. Great. Now, brother number two, Shimon, dies, leaving now the other sister. Okay. And at that point, Zvulun, brother number six, is born. And then goes at brother number four, is Miyaven. Okay. Now, brothers number three and four, Levi and Yehuda, die, leaving the wives of brothers number one and two, Ruvain and Shimon, leaving them to brothers number five and six. Right? To Yisachar and Zvulun. They die now without any sons. The two women now fall in front of Yisachar and Zvulun. Very simple case. Asura lezeh mutaret lezeh. Brother number one's wife was only Asura to Yisachar, not to Zvulun. Even though Zvulun was born later, but by the time Zvulun was born, there was no problem with Ruvain's wife, there was only a problem with Shimon's wife. But there was no problem with Shimon's wife to the brother who had been born first, number five, because he was already living at the time that his brother died. What? Who? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, of course, Rabbi Shimon. So now they fall before Yisachar and Zvulun. Here we go. And therefore, Akotashi Vimtau, Choletzikom, Zavim, and Akobesator, right? Wait a minute. Yeah, it's right, but it's a little bit more complicated than it needs to be. I mean, you're saying it only works with six brothers in this order. I mean, why do we need the case, Lomali Yibem Yehuda? Why do we need the case over here of brother number four? I mean, I understand the reason that you said over there we needed to find that brother number three, the Yibum, because you said that you needed to be Matir, brother number five. So then obviously brother number three needed to do Yibum in order for the woman to be Mutaret to the brother who would be born. He should find her Be'et. Five, that I understand. But why did the last brother have to be Miyabe? Why did I need the case below Yibem Yudanami? You would also, this woman was Mutaret to Yisachar anyway, whether or not he was Miyabe, right? Yisachar was the first one to be born. Yisachar lived in the world with him anyway. So she would have been Mutaret to Yisachar directly. You don't need necessarily now that Yehuda had to die now. Yet, it would have been the same woman who fell directly to Yisachar. So I don't understand, why do we need that extra knach? All you could have is five brothers. Reuven dies. Yisachar is born. Then we have now, after Yisachar is born, Levi does a Yibum, just like we said. And now Shimon dies. Shimon dies, Zvulun is born. Okay, so now we've got a case when Levi dies now, and now Levi and Shimon's wife are now fallen before these two Yavanim. So one, the latest wife is an Eshetak and Shalori Obolomba, but not the first one, who fell from Levi. And to the other one, the second one, is completely Mutaret. So what's the problem? You created a very simple case, but it's complicated in a way, because of the addition of the sixth brother, who isn't needed here. Correct? You could have had it. Shimon's wife fall directly, not Shimon's wife fall because Yehuda married her, and now Yehuda also died. I mean, you kept it even. You said, okay, so brother three married, brother four married. Forget about brother four. Brother four is not a problem. You can have the second woman fall directly from brother two, and you have exactly the same situation. Because from brother two, there's no problem now. And there is on the other one. Yeah. So, the Seder. Says the Gemara, yeah, sure, I call the Seder, but what's it going to do for you in the case of Tzoras? The only way we got, remember, we have to fit the cases into all of the givens of the Mishnah. The given of the Mishnah is Tzarata, Choletzet, right? So either Erevav et Tzarata. And now you're talking about over here the same case in which you're going to have Achos of Eshes Akshaloya Bolama or Tzarata Eshes Akshaloya Bolama. How do I give you a case of a Tzarata Eshes Akshaloya Bolama if I can't now give you the same case of Esther Elizabeth Eretz Lazer with the Tzara? Where's the Tzara? If Shimon was married to two women, they're both Eshes Akshaloya Bolama. The only way we can get to a Tzara is by having now the brother, number four, Yehuda, married to, anyway, another woman. So when he got married to this Eshet Hachshavah, Yabo Olamo, to this new brother, what happened is that when he dies, now he's faced with also a tzara of Eshet Hachshavah, Yabo Olamo, in order to be able to bring out that case. So we end up a case for a tzara, so much mishum tzara. And then wait a minute. Okay, so then you've only explained the tzara. But the Mishnah should be working for tzara's tzara. How are you going to get a tzara's tzara? Why not? Why not? God and Usher went ahead now. They ain't going to come and be me. I mean, this can go on forever. Can go into whatever you mean. Nami God Vasher. So you could have also a case where God and Asher took the wives of Levi and Yehuda, the first wives, and they had now wives from before. And now they went ahead and they took the Ashes Yehuda and the Ashes Levi, and now they died, leaving their wives, the wives of the Tzoras Tzora, to the Ashes, the brother was born later. So you have a Tzoras Tzora of Ashes, Arkushalaya of Olamo, who falls now together with the other one, Asurava Zemotarata. So what's the difference when you keep going like this? Ad infinitum. So everything will be just fine. Okay? Cute.